Do you ever find that AI can be a little bit overwhelming? Learning how to use it and all that, that's great. That's a learning curve. I'm talking about all of the content that you generate. You have all these different chats that you've had with AI. You have all sorts of different things you've created using AI. And now you have to go back and try to find those chats. Now you can go in and rename them and search them. That's great. But a lot of times, at least for me, and let me know in the comments down below if you experience the same, it can really feel like you have so much that you're getting a lot of noise and not a lot of signal. Well, in this video, we're going to talk about a tool that we can use in Copilot 365 that really allows us to focus what we're doing with AI around a specific subject. And it is Copilot 365 notebooks, but now notebooks are integrated with OneNote. And this is a killer combination because it really helps us focus and get all sorts of things together around one topic. And I'll show you how in this video. The reason that OneNote and Copilot 365 notebooks are so important is it provides grounding. Most AI models are built on a large language model, which means that they will answer your question using resources based upon everything they've learned all over the world. Now, Copilot 365 does use WorkIQ, which allows you to limit it to your work environment with some augmentation around the other large language model. And you may have heard, if you've done any agentic AI development, about something called RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation. That's a way of limiting or grounding what it is that we're using in order to generate the answers. Well, many times, what we really need to do is organize around a specific topic. And that's where OneNote comes in. I can limit what I put into resources for that topic and then still use Copilot in order to get information, create things. It's pretty cool. A grounded, focused conversation is much better than sort of a everything conversation. I think you'll see what I mean when we take a look. Let's look at it right now. So here I am in Copilot 365. You can see I can have a new chat. Now, depending on your environment where you're working, you may have a little bit of a different interface. You may not have the co-work. You may have certain things turned off. That depends on your IT department. But generally, most of this should work for you. If not, it's coming soon, and/or you can contact your IT department to see if it's a feature they can turn on. Now, if I go into notebooks, we used to go into our little waffle icon here, and you'd see notebooks up here. Now you'll see there's a line item here for notebooks. So you can go up here and you might see notebooks, or you can go here and you might see notebooks, depending on which version and where you are in the Copilot 365 journey at this point. Now, underneath notebooks here, you can see I have a whole number of different notebooks that are in here. I can go in and create shared notebooks. I'll see them in there, ones that are just for me, and I can even create a new notebook right here. So let's say I was to go into an existing notebook, in this case, my company, Raven Outdoor Adventures. This is a company that I built for demonstration. And you can see underneath here, I've put in a number of different resources, different Word documents, different loop components, PowerPoints, PDF documents, text files now go in here. Markdown language goes down in here as well. And I've worked with this. And let's create a new one though. So I'm going to go back. We'll go back to my notebooks, and I can create a new notebook right here. So if I go into new notebook, I can give it a name and I can start building it. But let's go into OneNote because I can also do it here. You'll notice now in OneNote that I have a Copilot notebook section as well as my existing older notebooks that I had before. And what I can do is I can create underneath here, I can do things like create favorites, and I can go in and see what notebooks are shared with me. I also have the plus icon where I can go in and I can create a new notebook. I like this interface a little bit better just because I feel it's a little bit more feature-rich, but you can go either way. Now, in this case here, I'm going to create a new notebook and we'll call it, Bob's Study Notebook. Now, in this case here, again, I've created some files for a student named Bob who's going to be doing some studying. So what I want to do is I can add existing files in here if I want. I can even put an existing notebook into the Copilot notebook. So if I have an existing notebook like 21st Century Skills, a lot of information on the different skills that are required for students in the 21st century. I could put that in Notebook into the Copilot Notebook as a resource. Or what I can do is drag files in here as well. Bob is studying the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. He has a number of different PowerPoint presentations that he's gotten from class, study guides, marked exams. Let's bring them all into the notebook. Now it's quite simple. I just drag in any files that I might have, and you can see that they'll all be uploaded into this notebook. So in this case here, I have a lot of different PowerPoint files and such, and I'm going to load in some more. Now you'll notice that when I go to create this notebook, it's going to go through and begin generating a summary of everything that I've put in. Now I've put quite a lot of different documents in here, in this case 26 documents. Depending on your license for Copilot 365, if you're on the corporate license, fully licensed, then you'll be able to put in a few hundred different documents. If you're a student, you can still use the OneNote to do this, but you are limited in the number of documents you can put in. I believe at the time of this video, it's about 30 documents in there, which should be plenty to study a specific topic. You could put in the course syllabus, you could put in PowerPoints from the course, you could put in your notes that you've taken during the course. It's very useful to keep track of everything in one place. Now, of course, you could create a notebook for every subject that you're taking, so that will allow you to have many files, but in different notebooks. So in this case here, Bob's studying the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. You can see I get a little summary here. It's the History 1250 class that he's going in to study here. You can see here that it gives me actual references to the documents that I used in this notebook. So everything that it's making as a claim is grounded. This means that if I go through and I want to go back to the original document, I'm doing some research, I can do that. But I have this nice summary in here, I get my key insights, and if I click this little chevron there, you can see here, this gives me a list of all the different resources that were used in order to generate this. Now in my case here, what I did is I had PowerPoints, I have Word documents, PDFs in here, I think I have some text documents in here as well. There's a lot of information in here that will be used, but not too much information, because this is the course I'm taking. There could be a lot of information in the large language model that would muddy the waters or potentially pollute this particular course in terms of its grounding. So that's very useful. I also have this great create section and the reference section. Now the reference section here, this means I can add additional references in here if I want to. That's great as I receive more information as I take the course, or if I go through and I'm generating more notes, just keep bringing them in. When I do bring them in, what I'll want to do is go into my overview and you would regenerate the overview. So as you're adding more material, you'll regenerate the overview to get a summary. You'll also notice that I have the ability to create a audio overview, a mind map, a study guide, which is super useful in school, and an infographic as well. And I can actually interact with this notebook and I can chat with it. So I could do things, for example, if I'm having a challenge with a certain aspect of the course, I could go in and I could ask it to provide me with an explanation of that specific topic within the notebook. So for example, if I wanted to go in here and I want to say something like the topic is, timeline of the decline in this notebook, then what it will do is Copilot will actually use that grounded information in order to answer that question. So now my notes, my PowerPoints, and all of my resources in there become this interactive pool of information that I could then use in order to test myself. And if you combine this with good study techniques, and you can check out my book, Learning with AI, where I talk about authentically using AI for learning, I can actually use Copilot to challenge me and test me and use all of the different types of learning methodologies. But that's a separate subject. But you can see here, I've got some good summary in here. And again, right back to the resources that I used in this notebook, as opposed to the world at large. Now, the other thing I can do that's really cool is I can create an audio overview. When I create an audio overview, I could create it as a pure narration or as a dialogue podcast, When I do this, I can choose the length. Maybe I have a longer commute to come into school, and what I can do is make it longer. Maybe I want to make it a little more casual, or I can make it professional. I'll make it casual. I can choose the language. Very useful for somebody who has English as a second language. I can go in and choose a voice pairing. So there's a number of different voice pairings that I can go in here. I'll choose Emma and Andrew. And this is a very powerful feature of this audio overview. I can go in and add additional customization. So let's say, for example, I'm sort of really challenged on some of the early part of the decline or the middle part of the decline or whatever aspects that I want to focus in on. I can actually go and tailor the way that the audio overview is created. And now I'm going to generate this audio overview. Generating that audio overview is not instantaneous, but I do have an 11-minute audio overview in the form of a dialogue, a podcast, if you would, that I can now listen to help reinforce this notebook, these topics. I can go in and save this to my OneDrive, or I could delete it if I'm done, change playback speed. But let's listen to see exactly what I have here.
What if an entire research paper about Rome rises or falls on one tiny mistake, confusing the year Christianity became legal with the year it became compulsory?
That sounds almost unfair. One date, or really two dates, 313 and 380. Mix them up, and suddenly Constantine does something he absolutely did not do.
And that mistake changes the whole argument about whether Christianity caused the fall of the Western Roman Empire.
Exactly. We're looking at a set of...
So you can see here that I'm now in a situation where I can listen and understand. That's actually enhanced enrichment, and I can use that as a way of augmenting my learning about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. And of course, it's worth noting that I didn't put any special instructions when I generated that audio overview. I could have said focus on specific dates, focus on specific emperors. And of course, I'm just using the Roman Empire as an example. You could, of course, would use your documents, your subjects, what you're studying or what you're working on to get your audio overview. But now let's take a look at a mind map. A mind map is a fantastic way, especially with a topic such as this, to navigate through those documents and resources so that you can drill down and understand things not just sequentially, but in a more broad sense, how they connect to each other, how they branch out from each other. It's quite cool. I'm a big fan of mind maps. So now I have this really cool mind map. I have the debate, you know, Rome's fall debate, the course framework that we're looking at, the historic. So this is from the course syllabus. So it's important that this isn't about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, broadly speaking. It's about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire from the course syllabus that was generated for the resources that I put into this notebook. Big difference, because the focus of this course wouldn't be on all six volumes of the book, or it wouldn't be on the entire, every aspect of the decline and fall. But as I go through, you can see here, if I go into my course span here, I can actually get a summary here that this is going to cover Marcus Aurelius. Oh, now I'm going to show my pronunciation of Roman empires. Forgive me, I don't pronounce them very well. I don't pronounce, English is my second language. Anyways, so if I have a look here, it's between the years 180 and 565 with a Western collapse and the Eastern survival. I can do an explanation on this. You can see here, Copilot kicks in. It's now going to give me an explanation on the specific course span, which is what this particular course will cover. This can be very useful as I'm studying, well, incredibly useful if I'm studying, and you can see that I can navigate through this mind map. I can zoom in and zoom out of the mind map, so I can move around. I can expand the mind map if I want to all of its branches, so you can see all of the sources in here. I can collapse specific branches. This allows me to navigate the course materials that I put into this notebook in a different way. So that's going to be very useful for me. And if I'd like, I can even export this mind map out, and I can bring it out as an image file. So you can see I create a PNG file, so I can use that if I want to print it out, or if I want to just have a copy of it as a PNG. If you check out my other video on Microsoft OneNote, I also show you how you can take that image and then convert it into a text file. But that's beyond the scope of this particular video. Comment down below if you have any challenges finding that video. So there we go. We now have a mind map. But again, I can do even more. So if I open up my menu selection here and go back to create, you'll notice that I can also create a study guide. I can go back to the overview. So here in the overview, I can grab study guide from here. I can also use the create menu and grab study guide from here. Studying and creating under flashcards and resources that help me understand this topic is a big part of why I'm such a big fan of using these notebooks, the OneNote combined with Copilot 365 in an educational setting. This, of course, applies to any self-study or work that you're doing for your business. So I can get a summary. We already kind of have a summary, but this would give me a complete learning summary. I can create topic pages, so I can break down by topic in this particular notebook. Flashcards to help me memorize terms. Very important when it comes to history with dates and such. I can even create a little quiz. There are some limits in terms of the file there in some of these here. Fill in the blanks will come in soon. It's not available quite yet. And then you can even have a little matching game to help test you. These types of assessments aren't comprehensive and they don't necessarily speak to deeper learning, but what they can do is do a summation of where you are and give you a sense of where you need to focus your efforts. So let's say, for example, I want to create flashcards, and I can create multiple things. So summary, topic pages, and flashcards. I'll do a quiz as well. Why not? Well, in this case here, if the references are too long, they'll only use the first 100K characters. I will still put that in there, and we'll go ahead and start creating all of these study tools to help me understand things better. It gives me an overview of what it's going to create, and I can go in here, go into the different things it's going to create, choose to deselect some of them or select them. I'll create them all. Why not? So we'll go ahead and create all of these objects. And again, this will take a little while, but then I'll have some nice study resources available. Now, it did go through and generate a number of study materials for me. And if I go into expand my sidebar here, you'll notice that they do appear to be part of the notebook. However, there were a couple of things to note. One, I did receive a quick error message about file size, so you may wish to break down your study materials into multiple notebooks if you have a lot of files. And if I click on something like the study guide here, it shows up in OneNote as a blank screen. You don't see it in OneNote. However, if I go into my Copilot 365 environment and open up the Bob Study Guide notebook in Copilot 365, you'll notice that all of my created objects are here as well. So if I was to go into, for example, my flashcards here, I will actually open them up in Copilot 365 and I'll be able to see them. So you can see here I've got a flashcard, the 18th century historian who wrote the history and of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. So that's Gibbons. So I can go in and check that. If I go through each of these flashcards, I'll start memorizing some of the different aspects of what I'm studying. As you can see, I can switch back and forth between OneNote and Copilot 365 notebooks. And for the most part, we're going to see them synchronizing quite well. Sometimes I like to be in Copilot 365. Sometimes I like to be in OneNote. For example, if I go in, you can see I have the infographic here. So I can click on infographic and it will go through and generate an infographic of all of these resources put together. So if I click on here, it'll take a few moments and I'll get a diagram that'll explain things visually to me. And you can see that it's created this nice infographic for me. I can go in and make modifications. This is actually on the back end being created in Copilot 365 or Copilot. And what it allows me to do is go into my assets in there and work with it even more. I can download it, of course. And if you take a look at it, you can see that it's going to go through, give me a nice little visualization, a visual way of studying the material as well. You can go in and, of course, make modifications by asking additional changes to be made through the designer tool. It's using the designer skill. If I go back to the notebook in Copilot 365, you can see here's my chat history in here. Here are the resources that I created, including the infographic, the mind map, and more. I can create new pages. That means I can create markdown pages where I can take more notes. I can add to this file. I can add more references, and I can go and go directly to OneNote from the Copilot notebook. The ability to focus what you're studying and what you're working on into a OneNote notebook, which is available across multiple platforms and on the web, you're able to access it anywhere, add to it, make annotations. It's a very powerful combination, and it's one that I think is very useful so that you don't get lost in all the chaos. As always, thank you so much for watching. Like and subscribe, do all those YouTube-y things, and we'll see you in the next video. Comment down below on how you're going to use Copilot and notebooks together.